Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Cheltimer, and my co-host, Felicity Sidnell-Reed. Each week at this time, we usually visit with an author or poet or sometimes an editor or publisher from our region. We delve a little into their creative lives. As April is Poetry Month, we have a number of local poets featured today. And in fact, throughout April, we will be featuring poetry. But before we begin, let me tell you a little bit about Poetry Month. National Poetry Month began in the U.S. in 1996, spearheaded by the Academy of American Poets, on the steps of a post office in New York City. The story goes that Academy staff members handed out copies of T.S. Eliot's poem, The Wasteland, which begins with the line, "April is the cruelest month," to individuals waiting in line to mail their tax returns. In 1998, Canada followed their lead, and today National Poetry Month brings together schools, publishers, booksellers, literary organizations, libraries, and poets from across the country to celebrate poetry and its vital place in Canada's culture. So let's begin with an excerpt from that poem that started it all, T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland. The Wasteland is an extremely long poem, so we just offer you the first few lines of the first stanza that starts with the all-important line, "April is the cruelest month."
April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain. Winter kept us warm, covering earth in forgetful snow, feeding a little life with dried tubers. Summer surprised us, coming over the Starnberger See with a shower of rain. We stopped in the colonnade and went on in sunlight into the Hofgarten and drank coffee and talked for an hour. For most of us, I would like to think that April is not such a cruel month, but one of hope. Hope for warmer weather, hope for flowers and trees budding in the garden, and of course the longer days, and a chance to be outside to enjoy the lake and hills and each other. So here are a few poems that speak to that. The first is called Up With My Timmies by Ted Amston. Ted Amston lives and works in Coburg. A photojournalist by trade, he divides his time according to his passions: photography, writing, poetry, and motorcycling.
Okay, so this is Up With My Timmies. I wrote this for something for town council. Normally, I don't give any kind of plug to commercial organizations in my poetry, but in this case, I do. Up With My Timmies. Up earlier than the man with the two dogs, I saw dark land agree with arriving gray to share the sunrise for the length of time it takes to cook breakfast. From the direction of spring, I gulped a fresh sight, blood orange sneaking free of the bed cover of clouds. The squished hot spot rose rush hour fast, gilding waveforms. Oh, that planetary headlight blinded me. Wondering why I was up before even the mare, I remembered, my mother's the cause. She gave me a seasonal ticket for all Earth drama, a limited time offer to romp and play in this gigantic revolving greenhouse that's located, thankfully, nowhere near the edge of space. I'd come to the entrance this morning, the water's edge, to get my ticket punched with a sunny winter dot, a warm eyeful that rose out of my coffee like an orange timbit.
A second spring poem is from Bridget Campion and is aptly called A Song for Spring. Bridget Campion was born and raised in Niagara, lived and taught for many years in Toronto, and moved to Coburg in the late 1990s. As well as a poet and novelist, she's also a bioethicist and a researcher who's worked for many years as a clinical ethicist in hospitals.
A Poem for Spring. Denizens of the backyard, occupants of the mid-sized trees, throaty songs first thing in the morning, solitary chirps just before darkness hush, burnt orange-breasted with creosoted wings, robins. They listen for worms beneath the patchy grass, leave bits of blue egg by the roadside, converse clear across the neighborhood. Then, without saying goodbye, they are gone, and winter begins, and we are left to endure ice and snow and silence. As water runs in the ditches again, we hear a note, catch a glimpse, until one day it seems the yard is filled with them once more, robins. They bring spring.
And to finish off our nod to spring, here are two poems by us. First, Gwen will read her poem, Morning Over Rice Lake, and then I will read Waiting for Spring.
Morning Over Rice Lake. Morning breaks over Rice Lake, but she gathers her ice blanket close to shore, will not rise and face the spring. The world still stirs in shades of grey, black geese fly low, a single crow caws. Bare trees stretch sleepy arms to a cloud sky, asking to be dressed. The clock blinks 5:43. I pull the quilt to my chin and close my eyes. Just another 20 minutes is all I ask.
And I will now read Waiting for Spring. In February, I leant on the rail, fine graveled with ice beads, fruit of hard frost, while below dog and cat danced their own patterns into a white lawn. The lost glories of yesterday, floating idly, had become frozen ghosts. Pierced by icy spears, they bled, withered, grey and flimsy, giving up. Then blue jays burned sapphire against frosty trees, their cries scraping cold ears. But now, as if winter had finally left, surrendering to spring, I hear the summer sound of mourning doves as they grieve yet another cold dawn.
Now, another celebration that has come out of Poetry Month is something called Poem in Your Pocket Day. Poem in Your Pocket Day encourages people to select a poem and carry it with them, obviously in their pocket, and share it with others throughout the day. This day is celebrated not just in North America, but in Europe and Australia too. Some of the activities that everyone, and not just the poets, are encouraged to get involved with are starting Poems for Pockets giveaways in your school or workplace. Urge local businesses to offer discounts for those people carrying poems. Post pocket-sized verses in public places. Add a poem to your email footer. Post lines from your favorite poem on your Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or Tumblr. Send a poem to a friend. I love that idea, don't you, Felicity?
A good one.
So here are a few pocket-sized poems for you to enjoy. The first is by a local poet, Ty Richard Grove. Ty also writes prose and is a local publisher and runs Hidden Brook Press. And he is the founder of the CCLA, the Canada-Cuba Literary Alliance. And this is his poem, The More Things End.
The More Things End. The earth goes round and round, the sun rises and then it falls. All will be the same in the morning. The more things end, the more we find ourselves at the start. The sun rises and then it falls. The clouds fill the lakes, the rivers run forever in one direction. All will be the same in the morning. The more things end, the more we find ourselves at the start. As one breath leaves our body, one more is on its way in. The earth goes round and round, the sun rises and then it falls. All will be the same in the morning. The more things end, the more we find ourselves at the start. Never ending, never starting, all will be the same until things change.
And we'll end this segment with a poem by another local poet, Katie Hoogendam. Katie Hoogendam describes herself as an American transplant from a tiny town near the shores of Lake Michigan, living and writing now in a bigger little town on the Canadian shores of Lake Ontario. Katie's poem is called My Mother's Raspberry Patch.
My Mother's Raspberry Patch. In my mother's raspberry patch, I learned that if you want fruit from the stalk, you have to endure blood on your hands, to be patient with resistance, fruit to flesh, to be at once violent and gentle, the allegiance of skin to root. Only when your hands are red with guilt, I learned, can you return home. There your work will be washed and boiled and canned, transfigured into jam, adulterated beyond recognition in the kitchen. The patch, the blood, the clinging, just a memory, now forgotten.
This week, we are beginning our celebrations of Poetry Month. In this first segment, you've heard poems by local poets Ted Amston, Bridget Campion, Gwyn Sheltimer, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, Ty Richard Grove, and Katie Hoogendam. We have plenty more for you after we take this short break.